This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Previously, when automobiles were introduced, the first time in India, people did not know how to drive. So whenever you purchased a car, the company, along with the car, the company also gave you a driver. Once a Nawab, a famous Nawab, a very rich man, he buys a car. So along with the car, the company also provides the driver. One day in the morning, the Nawab Sahib, the rich multimillionaire, he tells his driver, I want to take my Begum Sahiba. I want to take my wife for shopping. Please get the car ready. The driver replies, Nawab Sahib, the car is not in working condition. Nawab Sahib is very angry. Put the car back in working condition immediately. So driver says, to put the car back in working condition, I require 10 liters of milk, 20 kgs of pure honey, 30 kgs of pure ghee, and 40 kgs of rice, that also basmati rice. So Nawab Sahib, the rich multimillionaire, he gives the driver 10 liters of milk, 20 kgs of pure honey, 30 kgs of pure ghee, and 40 kgs of rice, that also basmati rice, top quality. The driver gives it to his wife, and within a few minutes, the car is in working condition. I'm asking you a question. Today, if your driver tells you that to put the car in working condition, he requires 10 liters of milk, 20 kgs of pure honey, 30 kgs of pure ghee, and 40 kgs of basmati rice, what will you do? What will you do? Will you give it to him? What will you do? You will kick him out of the job. Even though you're not a mechanic, you know how to drive the car. You know very well that a car runs on gas and petrol. It does not run on milk, ghee, rice. You know very well. Even though you're not a mechanic, you know the basics, how a car functions. Similarly, today, if you know the basic message of our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you know what our Creator Almighty God has mentioned in His last and final instruction manual, the Quran, no one will take you for a ride. You will understand your deen much easier. No one will make a fool out of you. There are some people who tell me, Brother Zakir, suppose if you're driving a car, and if you have a temporary license is a kacha license in India, temporary license, and if you have an accident, you know, the police will give you a small fine. If you have a permanent license, and if you have an accident, the police will give you a bigger fine. Therefore, if you don't read the Quran, and if you don't understand the Quran, and if you make any sin, God will punish you less. If you understand the Quran, and then if you commit a sin, then God will give you double punishment. You know, very good logic. So why don't you understand the Quran? You know, behave like a person who have a temporary license and enjoy life. You know, less punishment. I told this brother, for sake of argument, I agree with you. That a person who has a temporary license, a person who has a kacha license, if he has an accident, maybe the police will fine him with ₹1,000 or $1,000. And if a person who has a permanent license, if he has an accident, maybe the police will fine him double, ₹2,000 or $2,000. Okay, I agree with you. But the point to be noted is that if a person who has a permanent license, in 1 year, the chances he'll have an accident is maybe one. But a person who has a temporary license, who has not learned driving well, the chances he'll have an accident in 1 year is maybe 50. So at the end of the year, the person who has permanent license pays a fine of ₹1,000 or $1,000. And a person who has a temporary license, he pays a fine of $50,000. A person who has a temporary license pays $1,000. A person who has a permanent license pays $2,000. So if he has an accident once a year, at the end of the year, he pays a fine of $2,000. And a person who has a temporary license, maybe he'll have 50 accidents in a year, At the end of the year, he pays the fine of $50,000 or 50,000 rupees.